No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Dennis. We are your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle, learning to fly. And we're doing that today in Lakeland, Florida at Sun and Fun headquarters. Dennis, are you excited or what?
I am. We're actually not at Sun and Fun. We're on the Sun and Fun grounds, but we're here for the Affordable Flying Expo. So the inaugural event today.
That's right.
We flew in on
Dennis's Mooney 201. First time I've seen the facilities outside of Sun and Fun, and it's quite a different vibe. Gene Conrad is here from Sun and Fun. It's good to see a familiar face in that regard, but it's a little different event going on this week, isn't it, Gene?
Yeah, it's a much different event because look how relaxed I look. I know people on the radio can't see how relaxed I am, but obviously it's Affordable Flying Expo. It's the first time doing this event, Jim Campbell with Air News Network and his team, you know, are putting it on here on the Sun and Fun Expo campus. But I will tell you, before when I came on to Sun and Fun back in March of 2022, one of the first calls I received was from Jim Campbell talking about an event like this. And also, you know, running the airport here, you know, in Lakeland, Florida, you know, for 12 years. I did that from 2010 to 2022, you know, and I knew about the events and Sebring and DeLand and whatnot, and those have kind of gone to the wayside. And Jim said, hey, what do you think about doing, you know, something like that here? And I said, well, it's, you know, we have the facilities. I mean, it's already set up, and it's not, you know, a heavy lift to get it done. So here we are.
I'll do all the heavy work for you, and you just show up and relax, right?
Yeah. So we got a handful of exhibitors here and quite a few airplanes out here as well for people to peruse and see. And, you know, it's a first year event, so a lot to learn. And we'll hopefully see everybody back here next year in November in 2026.
Well, no doubt. I mean, it's a first time event. So, you know, they're building the event to make people aware of it. But when Dennis and I flew in, they said the tower said they were Sun and Fun. You're going to Sun and Fun festivities, right? And I'm like, well, kinda. And but yeah, it was a little less hectic and getting in there and seeing it. But yeah, it's a different vibe for sure. But the people here that we've met so far, super enthusiastic. Same folks you'd see at Sun and Fun, pretty much, right?
Yeah, and you can get up close and personal too, and you can take your time. You know, you're not rushing to get somewhere else or do something else or go to a forum or a workshop, or, you know, people aren't waiting behind you. So it's a little bit more, you know, personal. You can get up close and touch these airplanes and sit in them, and also do demo flights too. Is, you know, during Sun and Fun, it gets quite busy, you know, and there are not a lot of demo flying happening during actual Sun and Fun, but you can do that here, you know, at the Affordable Flying Expo. And obviously, Mosaic, you know, went into effect, what was it, October 22nd, I think it was.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is one of the first events after that. And so, you know, just people can come in and learn, and there's a lot to learn and unpack with Mosaic. So hopefully people are doing that today.
And we're going to find out more about that. We'll track down Jim Campbell at some point. He's running around like Gene is usually during Sun and Fun at the moment, so we haven't seen him. But he might be a blur, and we'll try to track him down at some point and get more information about what's going on at this event. But let's flash back a little bit to Sun and Fun just a few months ago. Wildly successful. I mean, a few months have passed now. What have you learned? What do you think when you look back now, and what we're looking forward to for next year?
Well, I know right now we are 158 days out, so I do know that. So not that we're counting, but we have a countdown clock in the office. But we had a great event at 51, so it was Turn Up the Fun at 51, and we definitely did that. We also turned up the heat a little bit. So, but, you know, next year we're going to celebrate the red, white, and blue at 52. It's the 250th anniversary of the United States in 2026. So on July 4th, right? So in April we're going to have an early birthday party, but we are going to celebrate, and, you know, we're inviting everybody to come in. If you have a red, white, and blue painted aircraft, please reach out to us. We want to get you here. We're going to give you a weekly pass to come in for free, you know. But also, if you're flying in, you're going to be here. Wear your patriotic gear and your clothes and whatever you have. But also, if you're flying in, you know, raise your flag, bring a flag, put it up in your cockpit, and you know, we're going to celebrate America, and it should be a great year. So we're unpacking a lot of stuff. You know, a lot of planning, obviously, year-round, but we're getting ready, and hopefully the government shutdown will be over by then.
Well, so let's hope. We got our fingers crossed.
We can only hope, right?
Yes, it's getting a little ridiculous. But yeah, you know, the Sun and Fun was great this past year, but you do expect it to be 10 times bigger next year, just because all this stuff you just mentioned. I think it's going to be huge.
Yeah, no, I mean, it'll be good, not 10 times bigger.
Yeah,
but I'm sure it'll be busy. But you know, a couple things. You know, obviously on Tuesday, you know, April 14th, our opening day, we'll have our opening night concert again. So we're going to make that announcement of who that is November 20th, I think it is.
Oh, really? It'll happen that soon? Eh? Yeah. So you're in negotiations also, right now. Is it going to be a big name, or do we know, or can you tease me, or what?
Yeah, I mean, this individual has a lot of social media following. For example, he has over probably close to 12 million on TikTok.
Uh-oh.
So he's younger, has quite the following, probably about almost 5 million on Facebook and another 2.7 million on social media or on Instagram. Not that I look at all this, apparently.
Right. Someone's telling you what's up with the kids,
yes.
Right?
Yes, we got to do that. But also one thing we're looking for, you know, to change up this year. We're not 100% there yet, but we're probably about 95% of the way there. On Wednesday, we are not going to have the daytime air show on Wednesday from 1 to 5, like we have historically had, and then stop. Everybody can arrive and depart and start the night show and go from 7 to 9:30.
Yeah.
We are going to start the show at 5 and go through 9:30. Ah. And what this does is allow more people to fly in, get in and out. You know, because like last year, for example, and several years now, we'll have fog in the morning. We have fog here in Central Florida. It generates, it happens, you know. But when the airport can't open till 10:30 in the morning, and then we stop at 1, it compresses everything, makes it hard, difficult for people to get in. So they're going to have all day to get in and out, if they want, or stay with us, obviously camp, and then stay for the night show and enjoy. So a little change up for the pace of our event for next year. So we're going to try it and see how it works.
Well, I'm sure it'll work great. That sounds like a great plan. I mean, Wednesday is my favorite day of Sun and Fun. Okay. You know, we, you know, Dennis and I come out, we do some shows during the week, and we do the Wednesday night air show specifically because, you know, it's a little less hectic than Saturday night when everybody and their brother comes. And so if you're a pilot, you know, coming out during the week is really the time to come and really be able to mesh with the community and that kind of thing. So that sounds like a great plan.
Yeah, and that's why we're doing that for Wednesday, because, you know, when you think about our event 6 days, the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday into Friday, you know, that's for the aviation enthusiasts. We want to make sure that everybody can get in and out and have a good time. And also on Wednesday, spend more time with the exhibitors, because when the air show starts on Wednesday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, everybody, you know, departs. They want to go to the flight line and go.
Or
this
you
way
can't carry on a conversation because
it makes it tough.
Because I
appreciate you adjusting that for our broadcast schedule. We'll be able to get more.
You're welcome. That was one of the considerations that we were looking at.
Yes, I know. It's not. But actually, we just work it in as ambiance. But it's like, hey, Gene, how you doing? You know, and then we have to wait a few seconds.
Yeah, and we're even working with our Warbird friends to do a special flyout on Wednesday, too, for them. So that's something we'll talk about here a little later that we're planning. They're going to go somewhere here in Florida and somewhere pretty unique that they're going to be able to fly into, maybe space-related. I don't know.
Ah.
You know, but that'll be something fun for them.
Okay, so there are so many things in the works.
Yes.
You know, it's obviously going to be a massive event. And in between Sun and Fun, you got events like this. Is there other things? I mean, don't you guys do something during the holidays there around Christmas time too here on campus, or no?
Yeah, well, we used to have post-COVID or right after COVID, when it first started back in 2020, we had the Holiday Flying Festival, because unfortunately we weren't able to have Sun and Fun that year. So we had the Holiday Flying Festival. So we did that for 2 years, but we're not doing that anymore. We got to put all our blood, sweat, and tears and energy into the big game, into the Super Bowl, right? You know, for Sun and Fun each year. So we spend all our time, you know, doing
well,
that.
Well, you got this Affordable Flying Expo. This could build up something, kind of bridge the gap between events, right? That's the goal, ultimately?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, we have the infrastructure. All this stuff is set up. It's you know, relatively easy. I mean, it's our friends at Aero News Network and their event. So we've been talking with them again for quite a while to get this kicked off. But here we are, and they're doing a great job, and you know, the weather's been good too, so everybody loves that.
Yes, it's cooled off just a tad, and you know, if you're out here, this is the great place to be for sure. You know, the Sun and Fun campus, the Affordable Flying Expo. We're going to talk to some folks here and mingle around with other folks like Gene Conrad, the big kahuna at Sun and Fun, maybe run into some other folks like that, and much more on today's special edition of Just Plain Radio in Lakeland, Florida. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need an escape from reality for a while? Your favorite scuba action star, Mike Scott, is back in an all-new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From the brilliant mind of author Eric Douglas comes the thriller that started it all. Listen as Mike unravels the death of a girl, the protest of new development, and the systemic destruction of coral reefs, all against the stunning backdrop of Grand Cayman Island. This one's got it all. Submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface. When he was ready and completely relaxed, he wrapped his arms through the straps of the sea cushion and gently slid into the water.
Dive back into adventure with Cayman Cowboys. Also available, Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lion Fish. Download all five audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.